I'm a huge fan of beautiful music, whatever the genre. And music has that transformational, transcendental quality to it, where you can get absolutely lost in a song, in an album, in a concert. You can be transported to a different world entirely. I would love to come to any musical group on the island, be it a choir, a band, be it a symphony orchestra, and I'd love to come to a rehearsal to get the atmosphere of your group, what you're achieving, what you're creating, and the social side. What does it mean to you? How long have you been singing? Why is music so special? So if you'd like to do this, please email studio@vectusradio.fm, put in the title Flora, and let me know details, and I'll come to a rehearsal and we can get you on the airwaves.
Hi, I'm Victor Lawrence. I live in Ryde and I accompany rehearsals on the piano, sometimes piano in concerts, sometimes organ or harpsichord.
Hi, I'm Nikki. I live in East Cowes and I'm the secretary for the choir.
Victor, how long have you been involved with the choir?
Probably around 3 years now.
And yeah. How do you find it? How do you find the social side and the performance side?
Oh, it's great fun. Well, socially, we've gone abroad and done a couple of trips recently to Lithuania and Bilbao as a choir, and we're going back to Lithuania later this year. It's a good group of people to sing with. We usually have a drink afterwards.
Tell me about your musical loves and your inspiration. What inspired you to join the Camerata Chamber Choir on the island?
Gosh, well, Yogita, who runs the choir, was teaching me piano for a little bit, and I think I got involved really from that. Yeah.
Do you have any favourite composers or pianists?
I guess I love Bach. I started off playing the organ, and Bach is absolutely what every organist plays. So I love that, but I'm also really enjoying a lot of the 20th century music that we've been doing, particularly European composers, many of whom are still living.
And you've got a concert on the 26th of January, haven't you?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? What do we expect to hear from you, and you know, any treats in store?
Okay, well, we've got some fabulous soloists joining us, and a baroque band which we've put together with harpsichord, a couple of violins, cello, and a theorbo, which is a very ancient instrument that we won't see very often.
Can you tell us what it looks like and what it sounds like?
Well, it sort of looks like a guitar with an awful lot of strings on it that's elongated. It's really not something you see terribly often anymore, but in 16th, 17th century music, it was used quite a lot. In a way, it's similar to a harpsichord in the sense that it's just providing chords, I suppose a little bit like a guitar might. So it's an ancient version of that. A lot of our concerts probably don't use the piano, and they tend to use organ and increasingly harpsichord now, so that's...
And do you play the harpsichord as well?
I do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Who do you channel when you're playing the harpsichord? Are you imagining yourself there in your baroque outfit with your tights and your pantaloons on and maybe a wig?
Maybe I should try that. I think that would give everyone some amusement, wouldn't it?
Do you guys dress up? I mean, not just for fun, but... You should, that'd be wonderful. I went to Venice recently, sorry to interrupt, and went to the most wonderful concert, and everyone was very baroqued.
Okay.
So evocative.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should try that. I think one of our group, Nick, has. I think he sang a song at the festival, actually, last year, where they did put cavalier hats on and full costume.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or talk about?
Well, I just hope lots of people will come to the concerts on the 26th. It should be fabulous. So, great soloists, nice baroque band, Camerata, which is an amazing choir. And we've got some really lovely music, really beautiful music.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nick, what's your involvement with the chamber choir then?
Well, Camerata Chamber Choir started in 2010, and actually I've been a member since week two. And originally, I saw myself as kind of filling in. There was a concert quite early on, and they didn't have anyone in the alto. So I had heard on the grapevine that they were looking for somebody, and I thought, oh, well, I'll give it a go. I didn't think I was going to be really suited for that kind of choir. I didn't think I was good enough. But I gave it a go, and I've been ever since, and I absolutely love it.
And what do you love most about it, then?
I think it's just there's something really special about taking music that I've probably never even heard of before. And when you're looking at it on paper or even listening to it on a recording, it's very different to actually being part of it and singing it live and hearing it come live.
Yeah. I've done a lot of theatre myself, and it's kind of that, it's so intense in the lead up to a performance, and you're such a tight ship, aren't you? And do you find the same with your choir? Is it kind of, you know, you're all team players looking after each other? And
it's definitely very supportive. I think in terms of our rehearsals, you certainly couldn't accuse us of over-rehearsing things. Sometimes our performances are quite on the edge, but actually that really keeps us focused and keeps our music fresh. So we don't just sing the same thing over and over again for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's fresh for us, and that's quite exciting.
What's your favourite piece to perform?
I have a soft heart for Jenkins. I've always really enjoyed it when we've had Jenkins, but I really like contemporary choral music, so we do a variety of different things. The concert that we have coming up is actually more kind of traditional music, and originally I don't think I've really appreciated that kind of music very much, and growing up I certainly didn't listen to anything like Mozart and Bach, but singing it, being a part of it, I really enjoy it. It's lovely because it doesn't matter what we sing, there's just something special about it.
Lovely. And who would you say is your vocal inspiration in life? It could be anybody.
I have to say Yogita, wouldn't I, our musical director, because actually she makes the choir. We are just ordinary people that live on the island that just come together and sing, but we would not be Camerata Chamber Choir without Yogita. She does an amazing job and transforms us to the high level choir that we are.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And what would you say to fellow islanders who are looking to join a choir? What should they do? You know, should they be, it's quite daunting, isn't it?
It is. I think I would say that there is a choir for everybody on the islands, and that's what I really love about the islands in general. Before I joined Camerata, I was singing in a completely different choir, and there really is something for everybody out there. I think giving it a go. Some choirs on the islands require an audition, others don't. Some are more kind of popular music, others more classical music, and so I would suggest going along, listening, go to concerts, see what you like, and then give it a go. You've got nothing to lose.
Can you tell us details for the concert? The venue, the times, and have you got any contact details or a website that people who are interested can find out a bit more information?
Sure, yeah. The concert is on Saturday, the 26th of January at All Saints Church in Ryde at 7 o'clock.
And you've also got a Facebook page, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, so people can always pop onto Facebook if they've got it.
Absolutely.
And have a look there for more info.
We have a website actually, which is www.camerata, which is camerata-ioW.co.uk.
Lovely. And what about your career in music then, Victor? How did you come about to, the piano, or, you said that Yogita taught you the piano. Was that a later life decision, or have you always harboured some interests for the piano and then the organ and the harpsichord?
Yeah, well, I played the organ from quite a young age. So I remember playing my first wedding when I was 11. But I'm a doctor now, and I sort of left that really along the way and came back to it a few years ago when I met Yogita and started to have some lessons on the piano, which I'd never really played as an instrument in itself, just a keyboard to practice organ music on.
Yeah.
And the harpsichord's even more recent. So, rekindling of an old interest. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And do you play any other instruments, Nick? So you're an alto?
Yes.
For people not in the know then, where does that fit within the choir frame?
So generally with ladies, you're either a soprano, which is the higher ranges of notes, or an alto, which is the lower ranges. So I sing in the lower ranges.
Same as me. I can't do the high bits. I'd rather be like, keeping the troops going at the back.
That's
basically.
What it is.
Wonderful.
Bell on my bell.
soloists come from the mainland.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that then?
Some of the soloists are people that we have performed with before. So Kirsten Barker is a soprano who we've sung quite a lot with in the past. She grew up on the island and trained in Birmingham and has recently moved away from the island, but has spent much of her life here. And then there's Maya Wheeler-Colwell, who was a choral scholar at Cambridge until fairly recently, and she sang with us the Giroufle Requiem, which we did in the summer. And Ben Tapper is a tenor, and Thomas Nissa, who's the bass, who'll be joining us.
Okay, so you've got guests.
Yeah,
how do you how do you weave the soloists into your rehearsals? Do you have like a rehearsal earlier in the day or the day before?
It usually tends to be on the day. We'll have a rehearsal earlier on in the day where everything comes together, and sometimes it's the first time we've sung with the orchestra is on that day. So it all comes together at that point, and then we're ready for a performance.
That must be so exciting. All the elements coming together.
That's where you really get the freshness, don't you?
Yeah, and you don't appreciate when you're rehearsing and the soloists aren't there, then we usually either skip those parts or, you know, we work without it. So it's really hard to see the finished piece. And so it is really exciting on performance day when you finally hear it. It all clicks into place and it just transforms it. It's amazing. Mm.
Do you get emotional?
Sometimes you really do get emotional, and you can see it in the audience as well, and that's something I really love, actually performing in front of an audience and seeing how they respond, because you can really see it in some people's faces. They can feel the music and they're with you every note along the way.
So transformative, isn't it? And All Saints Church, beautiful acoustics and a wonderful setting. How do you feel about that?
We've performed there a few times now, so we're more confident there now. But sometimes when you're performing, it feels like you're singing a solo. It's quite weird because of the dynamics and because of the acoustics. You sometimes feel quite on your own. And as an audience member, it all comes back together again. But certainly from the front, it does feel like you're on your own a little bit. So it's quite challenging.
Do you ever get nervous, or because you've got your tribe with you singing, you know, as a pack? You kind of got that safety, or do you still feel kind of...
I think it depends on the music and how confident you are with it, and it depends on the day as well. Sometimes I've felt a little bit nervous, other times not so much, but I think because we've sung together for a long time, we work together so well as a team, it doesn't feel quite so scary because we work together.
I'm joined by Nick Martin, local artist, and you live in Ryde, don't you?
I do, yeah.
And you do a lot of things at Key Arts. You teach the course there.
I teach foundation course at Key Arts, but I sing with Camerata and I love music.
So tell us, how did you get involved with Camerata?
Well, I heard about them and I wanted to join a choir with a very good sort of female section, and the women have got really great voices, and I heard them and I immediately said, right, I'm going to join that choir, because I'd already been singing with two other choirs.
So you know that you could sing, you didn't have the fear of, will I be good enough?
Well, the thing is that tenors are much sought after, and I'm a tenor. We're very lucky, we can usually get in, and you know, I sight sing and I've sung for all my life, you know.
So who would you cite as your inspiration in kind of the Baroque realm?
In the Baroque realm, definitely Monteverdi, a lot of German composers I like.
And what about kind of vocally across the board? Anyone you think, oh, I love his voice or her voice and I'll channel that?
It's not, because I'm a choral singer, it's usually a sound. I love the 16. The 16 are 16 people who have beautiful voices and they perform, and I think they're superb, and that's what I aspire to.
Yeah. You've got a performance on the 26th at All Saints.
That's right, yes.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, fine. We've had a sort of a dry run. We practiced at Quore Abbey when we couldn't do it the last time, and that went really well.
That must have been really evocative.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. It's a fantastic acoustic, at Quore, and it gave us a kind of a rehearsal. It's going to be really good. It's going to be fun.